We have here a mysterion, right? We have here a mystery, an act of God in time and space, whose depth ultimately is infinite. But these mysteries are meant to enlighten us, touch us, and every mystery has its own special grace for us. If you ever get a chance to read a book by Dom Columba Marmion, who's blessed now, Christ and His Mysteries, he goes through every mystery of the liturgy, analyzing it. I didn't look at him this morning, but try to get an idea, like, suppose we start once again with Smith and Jones. It's been at least a year since we did Smith and Jones, right? Some of you never heard Smith and Jones. Well, here you go. Suppose you and I are at a party, and I say to you, did you notice that? Smith just came in, walked over across the room, shook hands with Jones. Jones took Smith's hand in both of his own, shook it, and smiled at him. You say, yeah, okay, fine. And I say, Smith and Jones have been enemies for 12 years. What do I do there? I open up the mysterion. I open up the deep inner depths of that event. If I was at the cross and I said to you, look, there's the salvation of the world. That's the mysterion. That's what's going on there. So that our meditation, and this is a mystery of the rosary, right? This one is a mysterion of the rosary. To penetrate the depth of that event and to grasp the reality there and have the reality touch your heart and change you. See, as John Paul II says in his encyclical on the rosary, you meditate on these things, looking at them through the spiritual eyes of Mary. Now, this one, the preacher gets here and he says, well, now, this is the mysterion. What do I preach? How do I? And you see how abundant it is? One dimension is here in the first reading. Huh? You inspired the Virgin Mary, mother of your son, to visit Elizabeth and assist her in her need. So one dimension is simple love. Mary walked pregnant herself 2.5 days, or maybe she had a ride on a donkey, down to Ain Kerem to help her elderly cousin at the time of the birth of her son, right? It's now the 6th month, and now she stayed 3 months. You know how the angel tells Our Lady, now that your cousin is in her 6th month. And then Mary stays 3 months, right? So she stayed till the baby was born. So there's that, just that example of simple, loving care. Okay. Then we have this reading. Which is very different. This talks us about the King of Israel is in your midst. He's in your midst, Israel. One of you is carrying him in her womb. And then she is in your midst, O Israel, Mary. He is in your womb. The presence, the physical presence of God among us. We celebrate that today. You see, she came over the mountains and over the hills. We used to have another reading. The church has got lots of readings for this kind of a feast. Behold, he comes over the mountains, over the hills, my beloved, my lover. He comes, I hear him from the Song of Songs. That's Elizabeth's spirit seeing the Lord come in Mary's womb, over the mountains, over the hills. Come to greet, come to help. The incarnation, you see. And I'll leave, there's plenty more. Huh? We have this psalm No, we actually use Isaiah 12. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy, He will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Jesus. So, you see, there is this one act, this one event. But it has an infinite depth. And trying to penetrate that depth is not a question of intellectual exercise. It's a question of having your spirit touched by the reality of this event, which is this, and it's just a small one in a way, it's this abundance, you see, of all these things that are there. The most important one, of course, is on a, so we'll put it this way. So why read Zephaniah? You see, here comes fulfillment to Israel. Here comes fulfillment still in the womb of this young virgin, Mary. The fulfillment of all God's promises. The fulfillment of the whole plan for the whole world. And He's coming in the womb of His mother to greet Israel so that Israel will rejoice. So Elizabeth rejoices when she hears the voice of Mary. He's coming over the mountains. He's coming over the hills. You see fulfillment coming to Israel. And that's why we have this text from Zephaniah. You see, shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Shout joyfully, O Israel. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. You know, the Lord, the King of Israel, is in your midst. He's in your midst because He's in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And she is there. She is Jewish woman in your midst, and she bears the new covenant. She bears the fulfillment. What I'm trying to point out is, this is what changes us. Not the words. The words pondered. Because the words pondered open up. And it's the reality that touches you. And you take a deep breath and you see, there she comes. The fulfillment of all God's promises, born in her womb. And she's coming on a simple errand of mercy. Okay? And so, it goes on and on. You see? Allusion. Whoop. I can't go on and on. But you see, for instance, what does Elizabeth say? What is this? That the mother of my Lord should come to me. I forgot how they translate it here. And how does this happen? That the mother of my Lord should come to me. Now for those who are alert, what's going on there? What does David say when the ark bearing the Torah is coming? What is it to me that the ark of my Lord should come to me? Oh. So Mary is the real ark. And she bears not just the Torah in a written form, but the Torah in its divine existence in a human being. On and on and on. It's a delight. But it's meant to finally bring us to adoration and thanksgiving, which is Mary's song. And the song is all about how God takes care of the lowly and the poor and the hungry and the broken. And Israel, Mary, stands there singing that in all the words of the Old Testament. If we had time, we don't. You see? Every line here, mercy on those who fear him, strength of his arm, cast down the mighty, all of these are allusions to other places in the Old Testament. So there is Mary, Israel, singing from all the songs of her people in joy and in gratitude, you see, from her people. Israel is finally singing the song of fulfillment in Mary. God kept his promise.